I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Let us rise and let us pray. Loving God, we continue to praise you and worship you despite all things, despite everything that has been happening. We know that you are with us always. Kasama ka namin sa lahat ng hirap at pagsubok, gayon din sa lahat ng ligaya, lahat ng tagumpay, at lahat ng mga biyaya. Kasama ka namin. And we gather once more to be together in faith, in hope, and in love, to encourage one another, to pray for one another, to pray with each other as we continue to struggle and to journey on in this pandemic. We are in your presence, loving God, and we ask that you accept all our prayers, all our individual prayers, as well as our community prayers and our prayers for the world. Patuloy niyo kaming bigyan ng pag-asa at ng lakas ng loob, Panginoon, sa aming pagpapatuloy sa buhay at sa pamayanan. All of this, God, and many other things, we pray with thanksgiving in the name of the same Jesus Christ, the one that we follow. And we say, amen and amen. Please be seated. So welcome, everyone. And so welcome, everyone. So welcome sa atin, sa kapatid ni Oli, kasama natin ngayon. And welcome to anyone and everyone joining us sa streaming, si Stanley, si JT, si Yam, and others who are joining us online. Ang ating reflection series for January and February ay rebuilding. I will rebuild you, says the Lord. Pero for today, hindi muna ako magpipreach tungkol sa rebuilding or sa restoration because of the surge that is happening, yung COVID surge. Let me just read. Wala talaga akong pinabasa kay Stanley or kay Yam na reading for today. And itong babasahin kong reading is kanina ko lang hinanap a few minutes before we started. So our first reading is taken from the first letter of Peter, chapter 5, verse 10. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Our second reading is taken from the letter of Paul to the Romans, chapter 12, verse 12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. In these human words, God's word is heard. Okay. We had a better December. Nagkaroon tayo ng mas magandang December nung 2021 compared nung 2020. First and foremost, because the cases went down nung December. The official cases went down. Yung dine-declare every day. And umabot siya sa about 250 cases per day. Naglalaro doon, 250, 300 cases a day. And therefore, restrictions were lowered. Life as we knew it new before the pandemic seems to be coming back. Parang bumabalik na tayo sa pre-pandemic days noong towards the end of November and then December. And therefore, yung pag-asa or hope, yung hope natin, yung pag-asa natin, hindi na lang siya isang malayong vision. Nung 2020, parang ang layo-layo pa nung yung pag-asa. May pag-asa tayo pero parang ang layo nung natinitingnan natin. But nitong December ng 2021, hope was no longer a vision of a distant future. Hope was something that was really tangible and real. Parang nagiging totoo na yung pag-asa natin nung December 2021. But out of nowhere, super bilis nitong nangyaring surge. As in, parang in a snap, no, nag-surge. At hindi yan scam. The mere fact na after December 31, nagkaubusan ng paracetamol, ibig sabihin talagang ang daming nagkasakit ng flu-like symptoms. And of course, yung flu-like symptoms, many hindi naman na nag-test. Marami nag-test, marami ring hindi nag-test. Kaya nga nagpuntahan sa drugstore to get yung mga over-the-counter na gamot. Hindi alam kung immediately trangkaso or COVID nga. Sobrang bilis. And buong pamilya, pamilya ang nagkasakit, nagkatrangkaso. Trangkaso / COVID kasi hindi nga alam kung trangkaso ba o COVID. Sinong kakilala nyo? Meron ba kayong kakilala na hindi nagkasakit ni isa man lang sa pamilya?
Oy, kami.
Ano tawag dito? You're the lucky ones.
Pero karamihan
sa atin at kakilala natin, ang mga pamilya ay nagkatrangkaso, nagkasakit. Actually, family ko din, yung sa Rizal, yung mother ko, yung brothers ko, hindi sila wala. As in wala. Hindi sila trinangkaso / COVID. No, nitong after December. So ang dami nagkasakit right after December 31st at nagkaubusan ng analgesic. Dito sa atin sa Open Table, we were not spared as some of us did get sick with flu-like symptoms as early as Christmas Day. Diba, merong isa sa atin, December 24 siya nilagnat. December, as early as December 24. Last week, wala ako. Si Josh ang nagbasa nung sermon ko. Sinend ko sa kanya para basahin. Kasi sumama rin ang pakiramdam ko. Hindi ako nilagnat, pero I had body aches na parang lalagnatin. Now, nung bumuti na yung pakiramdam ko, saka lumabas yung aking ubo. Ubo at sipon. And so last week I decided not to risk other people's health. Kaya hindi na ako nagpunta. And so yon. And a few more people in our community also, of course, di ko napapangalanan, but there were a few people in Open Table na nagpa-test kasi nga nagkaroon ng symptoms, ng trangkaso. They decided to get tested and nag-positive sa COVID. Pero okay na sila ngayon. Recovered na at nag-negative na rin sa test. Si Kuya Vince, napakasaklap, napakalungkot. Nag-umpisa or sa pag-uumpisa ng taon, his father passed away. Just itong nakaraang linggo. No, and later, actually, pupunta kami doon. Ibisitahin namin si Kuya Vince sa wake ng kanyang father. So with our own lived experience, together with the official daily report ng COVID, kino-confirm nito na talagang mayroong surge. Kasi mayroong mga hindi naniniwala eh. Oh, ano lang yan? Keme lang yan. May conspiracy na baka, baka talaga mataas lang yung cases nung December, hindi ni-report. May nagsabi sa akin ganun. Kasi gusto nilang lumabas ang tao, gumastos, ganyan. Tapos nung January, biglang taas ulit ng cases. So may mga hindi naniniwala. Pero tingin ko totoo. Kasi nga, nagkaubusan ng isa kong hugot yung ano eh, nagkaubusan ng analgesic eh. So totoo ang surge, hindi siya scam. And, ayan, level 3 tayo ulit. At may mga bagong restrictions. May bagong restrictions na medyo questionable in sa area ng human rights. Yung no vaccine, no entry, no vaccine, no ride sa public transport. With all of this recent events, some of us may be feeling frustrated once more. Or ibang level na ng frustration kasi nga ang chika, ano ba naman ito? Ito na naman tayo. At nagkaroon nga ng takot na magkakaroon na naman ng, anong tawag dati? Ngayon ang tawag level 4, di ba? Dati anong tawag? ECQ. Di ba? Baka magkakaroon ng maala ECQ na restrictions ulit. So, there's a lot of frustration. And part nga ng frustration din, yung iba naman, ayaw maniwala na mayroong surge. Magde-declare na naman ba ng lockdown? Kailan ba matatapos ang punyetang pandemic na ito? Diba? Kailan ba matatapos ito? Sino ba dapat ang sisihin? Si massage girl ba? Saka si... sino to yung isa? Si... Ano tawag sa kanya? Poblasyon girl at si massage girl? Sila ba dapat sisihin? Sino ba dapat ang parusahan at pagbalingan? There's so much frustration with this surge kasi nga akala natin babalik na sa normal nung December. Nabasa ko nga sa isang article, kinikwento ko kanina kina Jack at Josh, yung Spain is contemplating on declaring already the, in their country, contemplating na i-declare na siya as nothing but flu. I mean, COVID siya, pero i-declare na nila na, nag-iisip sila kung i-declare na nila na yung COVID ay flu na lang so that they can go back to normal. No? And sabi ko nun, siguro ganun na sila ka-frustrated with everything that's happening. Tama na please, Lord. As I have said in one of the Facebook post ko, pagdadaanan lang natin ang surge na ito. This surge is not here to stay or remain. Whether you believe it or you not believe it, dadaan lang ito. It is something that we cannot avoid not to pass through, like many other countries. While the cases are surging, hindi ganun kabilis tumaas ang pagpuno ng mga ospital. According to the reports, marami ang nasa ospital kasi marami ang cases. Pero one of the things that they're finding out is, unlike Delta na ang bilis nung surge, ang bilis din magpuno ng ospital, ang bilis din magpuno ng ICU nung Delta surge. Pero ngayon, hindi kasing bilis ng pagdami ng case yung bilis ng pagdami ng occupancy sa ospital. And I guess one of the things din also is because mild and moderate cases prefer to stay na lang at home. So isa din yon. And then I saw a couple of articles. I think it was from CNN Philippines and the other one was from GMA. That the doctors who are treating moderate to serious cases, sabi nila, hindi na daw kasing severe yung mga case nila ngayon, unlike during Delta. At mas mabilis recover daw Ibig sabihin, na-hospital pa din, may serious case pa din, pero yung nabasa ko dun sa article is, mas madali siyang i-treat ngayon at mas madali siyang nagre-recover yung mga may moderate and severe cases. A common English saying goes, it gets worse before it gets any better. And I take on the hope of what the Octa Research Fellow and Dominican Catholic priest, Father Nicanor Austriaco Jr., no, sabi nung isang Dominicanong pare na ano din, doktor, he said, in-explain niya, that in the 1918 global influenza pandemic, nung panahon na yon, when the virus evolved to become more infectious, mas kumakalat, mas mabilis kumalat, yet also evolved to be less deadly. Nung 1918, nung nagsimulang ang virus na mas mabilis kumalat pero mas less na nakamamatay, although may mamamatay pa din ha, pero mas less na yung kanyang pagiging deadly, then that was the beginning of the tides turning towards endemic phase. Endemic means that the virus has become a seasonal flu and less threatening to the healthcare system of countries or the general population. So I take hope and pray. I am one with that doctor/Catholic priest. I am one with him. I agree with him with the hope and the prayer that this Omicron variant, while more studies are needed, will eventually be considered as the dominant, less dangerous, pero highly infectious. Madideclare siya as the dominant variant. And that, because of that, indeed, the tide of the pandemic is starting to shift. Nagsastart na siyang mag-shift towards the endemic phase. I find encouragement with the ever-increasing number of vaccinated and boosted individuals in our country and the world. No? Mas tumitindi yung pag-asa ko because sobrang dami nang nabakunahan at nagsastart na tayong marami na rin ang nabubooster. No? Kaya minsan, hindi ko maintindihan ang takot at pangamba ng iba. Na despite na bakunahan na takot pa rin sa COVID. Of course, there are certain situations and certain people na mayroon talaga silang reason para matakot. Kasi kung ano sila, immunocompromised, kung elderly, or may kasama silang elderly sa bahay, syempre, reasonable at valid yung kanilang takot. Pero for others, hindi ko masyadong maintindihan yung takot sa COVID even after being vaccinated and boosted. While recognizing na valid naman ang kanilang nararamdaman. Siguro din kaya din may takot kasi some people were traumatized nung nagka-COVID sila nung year 2020. So, meron din noon, yung mga na-trauma. Or yung mga nawalan ng mahal sa buhay, nawalan ng kaibigan. But unlike 2020, where nung 2020 wala tayong masyadong alam sa virus, hindi natin alam ano mangyayari, ano katagal ito, at wala pang bakuna nung 2020, meron na tayong bakuna today. At marami na ang nabakunahan. Now we have vaccines proven to be safe and effective. Vaccines protect you from severe symptoms that lead to death. The vaccine helps prevent hospitalization for the vast majority of us. However, being vaccinated and boosted doesn't mean to say na hindi na kayo mahahawaan ng COVID. Na hindi na papasok ang COVID sa inyong katawan. Ewan ko, parang may mali dun sa messaging na pag may bakuna ka na, you are protected. Parang medyo may slightly maling how that message is delivered. Kasi parang ang dating, once na bakunahan ka, meron kang, parang kang Jedi Master na merong force field na hindi na makakapasok yung virus. Hindi ganun ang vaccine. Ang vaccine, pwede ka pa rin mapasukan ng virus, pero dahil bakunado ka na, yung immune system mo, naka-ready siya kagad to fight off the virus na pumasok. Unlike nung wala kang bakuna, pag pumasok yung virus sa'yo, hindi nakikilala ng immune system mo yung virus. At mag-iisip pa yung immune system mo paano lalabanan yung virus. Pag may bakuna ka na, alam na nung katawan mo ano yung lalabanan niya at paano niya yan lalabanan pag pumasok sa iyo. Kaya pwede ka pa rin pasukan ng virus kahit may bakuna ka na, but this time your body is ready and prepared to fight off the virus. Especially if you are young, especially if you have no comorbidity, mas kaya siya. Pero pag elderly ka na at immunocompromised ka, yon, siyempre, kahit may bakuna ka, vulnerable ka pa din. But still, it helps. The vaccine still helps. Even if you are elderly, even if you are immunocompromised. So yun ang ginagawa ng bakuna. Hindi siya magic force field na hindi napapasok yung virus sa iyo. And we are hoping for the day nga na we will have better vaccines and that it comes to a point where ma-receive mo yung virus pero wala nang epekto yung virus sa'yo. Like many other diseases in the past. Having some level of immune protection because of the vaccines will always be better than nothing at all. I find encouragement with the continuing research on COVID and also the development of new and better vaccines. Right now, may dine-develop silang tinatawag na pan-COVID vaccine. Meaning, nagde-develop sila ngayon ng vaccine na universal, will be effective in all variants, all future variants of COVID. So dine-develop yan ngayon, nire-research yan ngayon, and let us be encouraged that they are developing a universal vaccine for COVID. I find hope and encouragement with all the learnings, lahat ng ating natutunan at matututunan pa, as individuals, as communities, and as a human race because of this pandemic. Our learnings on how, at yung learnings din natin, pinakita nung pandemic, mas pinalinaw ng pandemic, how broken our system is. Gaano ka-broken ang societal, institutional, government systems natin. And what are our learning about the brokenness of our system? At paano natin siya pwedeng ayusin during and after this pandemic? I find hope and encouragement that the pandemic has taught us, tinuruan tayo ng value of physical interaction and engagement outside and beyond social media. The irony of this pandemic is that hindi tayo pwedeng lumabas or limited ang ating paglabas, puro online tayo, especially in 2020 and early 2021, pero tinuruan tayo na mahalaga pala ang physical interaction. Dati ayaw na, I mean, carry pa rin naman yung work from home and there are certain industries na carry ang work from home. Pero pinakita sa atin na, shit, mas gusto ko palang mag-travel going to the office, going to the chapel. No? And there is still so much value with physically socializing with each other. Tinuro sa atin yan. And the value of movement, no? Moving from one place to another. Meron pala siyang kinalaman sa ating mental health. Yung hindi tayo na nakukulong lang sa isang lugar. How much valuable it is to be with each other as family and friends, as co-workers and colleagues. The value of community that holds us together and anchors us. I find hope that many of us, marami sa atin, pati sa LGBTQ sector, we rediscover the power and importance of faith and prayer, especially in a collective way, especially in a community way, in a collective, in a group way. No, pinakita sa atin ng pandemic ang importansya ng pananampalataya at pagdarasal. More so, pagdarasal ng magkakasama. Importansya at halaga ng magkakasamang pananampalataya at panalangin. So let us temper our emotions and remain hopeful. Let us remain hopeful based on the development of, the things that are developing even as we continue with the pandemic. Let us continue to follow health protocols of wearing masks and proper hand washing, social distancing. Getting vaccinated sa mga hindi pa po nagpapabakuna and to get your booster shots if you are already eligible, magpa-booster na tayo. Ako, kami ni Lawrence at yung buong household ni Lawrence will have our booster sa January, this week, January 20. Yung family ko naman, yung mom ko, saka mga kapatid ko sa katapusan. Ka-schedule na sila sa katapusan. So, get boosted, get vaccinated. Let us continue to safely and sensibly engage each other online or physically while following protocols. Sensible interaction. Let us continue to help each other and our kababayans na higit na apektado at nahihirapan sa pandemic na ito. Pinopost ko every now and then yung sa NCCP. Meron, kasi ang NCC, National Council of Churches in the Philippines, meron silang maganda, maayos, at well-organized na relief program and network. So, alam natin ang mga kababayan natin sa Visayas, Northern Mindanao, ay nahihirapan pa rin sa pananalasa nung Bagyong Odette. So, if you can donate, kung meron pa po kayong maishishare, one of those organizations ay National Council of Churches in the Philippines. Ang Open Table, hindi po tayo tumatanggap ng donation. Mas maganda kasing idirekta na natin dun sa organisasyong may access na dun sa mga areas. Dun sa areas that are affected by Odette and the pandemic. So let us continue to help our kababayans. Also, at the purpose of this message for today is let us shift ang ating mga puso't isip. Let us shift our hearts. Despair towards sensible courage and enduring hope. with all of the kabwisitan natin sa nangyayaring surge na ito at sa pag-uumpisa ng bagong taon, manatili tayong kumapit sa pag-asa at sa bawat isa. Patuloy tayong manalig at umugnay sa Diyos at sa ating kapwa. While it is okay to have feelings of frustration and despair, the only true option and choice is hope and courage. The only decision is the decision to live, to push on, and to journey even further. Panghinaan man tayo ng loob at bumalikwas man tayong konti dahil sa takot, hindi natin pwedeng piliin at yakapin ng takot at pagsuko dahil sa pandemic na ito. Our fears and frustrations are valid feelings, but they are never viable options to be considered. Hope and courage are the only options we have with this pandemic. They are the only choices for any other struggle we are yet to face or encounter in the future. Let us continue to hold the line. Hold the line. Kumapit at panatiliin ang ating hanay. We can only find and keep on renewing our courage and our hope through our faith, through our shared faith and mission. We can renew our courage and hope with and through our friends and our communities. We can renew our hope by continuing our advocacies and ministries. And we can renew our hope and courage by looking at and believing in our common humanity. The alternative only leads to death or a life not worth living. There is no other choice and there is no other decision but the decision to continue on living, hoping, and best of all, loving. No matter how long this pandemic will last. Choose hope. Choose courage. Choose life. Sa pangalan ni Bathala, magwawakas rin ang pandemic na ito. Manawari na.